Here.
Councilmember Morgan.
Here.
Councilmember Edelman.
Here.
Councilmember Weber.
Here.
Councilmember Pepper.
Here.
Okay, I'm going to let Beth go ahead and talk about the...
Well, I think the primary purpose of this meeting was to take action on the ordinance amending the exemptions to the concurrency regulations in Chapter 111140 of our code. Primary purpose of this is for providing our civic projects, parades, and other fun runs and other events that are temporary in nature, exempting them from this regulatory piece where we would, it's really not necessary to seek concurrency for temporary projects and exact some type of mitigation or corrections on permanent for permanent facilities. So anyway, we were hoping to get action on this so that our summer activities could proceed more easily.
So do you have any questions,
Mayor?
Councilmember Edelman?
Well, I think we owe maybe some gratitude to the Department of Commerce for getting this back rather quickly. And unless anybody of the council has something they want to say, I move that we adopt an ordinance amending the Chapter 11.11.040 of the Black Diamond Municipal Code to include additional exemptions to the concurrency ordinance.
Second.
Do we have any further discussion? Councilmember Morgan.
I just wanted to say that this actually inspired me to go back and look when we first adopted the ordinance in 2015 and early on in 2015. And these were all things that I pointed out at the time. There are more issues with this ordinance, and we will be back amending it again.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So that's the end of our... Oh, no, I forgot the public comments.
Yes.
Do we have any public comments? Okay, Robin. Sorry. My goodness. I looked up that and I went, oh, of course.
Robin Taylor, Black Diamond. I was here for the work study, and I was listening to the Transportation Benefit District talk. My concern is that if we become part of this crowd, this four-city or three-city TBD plus unincorporated King County, that it could be like the Transit 3 that passed, that Pierce County didn't pass it and Snow County didn't pass it. King County passed it, and Snow County and Pierce County were all stuck with it. So I'm wondering if we as a city join with an ILA with this, and it comes to the citizens to a vote, but the City of Black Diamond citizens vote it down, are we still sucked into it? Or do we as a city have autonomy in this, where if we vote it down, we are not involved in this district? Or do we get sucked into it like Pierce and Snow County did? So I think that's something that we need to really seriously look at before we put our foot in here. Plus, I was all for our local TBD because we were told that if we voted it in, we wouldn't be layered on, that King County couldn't then come in and put something on top of that. But now here we are, we could potentially have a second layer on top of that. And I'm concerned that there'd just be constant layering on of the citizens here in town. So I hope you guys look at this seriously before you opt in. Thank you.
Thanks. Is there anybody else? Jana?
Jana Thompson, Black Diamond. I just want to thank you for passing the concurrency issue this evening. I'm part of the Black Diamond Kiwanis Club, and our fireworks stand is ready to go up at the end of the month, and so we were a little bit nervous that this wasn't going to happen, so I just wanted to take the opportunity to say thank you.
Is there anybody else wishing to address council? Councilmember Deedy.
So just to go off of what Robin was saying, that I agree, you know, that we passed that, and I don't want to see another $30 car tab as well. But it would definitely have to have work studies with the council. It would definitely have to have a public hearing to see what the public's feel on that issue is. And then if the public's all for it, then go ahead and go with the resolution, I would say. But otherwise, the resolution should not come before public hearings and work studies and everything else before we have input from all the citizens.
I would accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.